As a pastor, you'll be called upon to go to parishioners' homes. And home visits are becoming like rarer and more infrequent as sort of our society in the United States, especially. You'll see home visits are not as frequent. But in emergencies and other times of stress, home visits become very, very important. So today we're going to talk about that. I'm going to include a nursing home and a few other kind of encouragements along the way as well. But I'm calling this session the home visit. Understand local home dynamics. And I would imagine this would apply anywhere in the world. Try to be very professional. You know, come into a home and, you know, come in with purpose. Knock on the door. You know, before you get there, use the bathroom. Now, you know, Pastor, you know, what if I have to go? I'm just encouraging you, use the bathroom before you get there. In today's era, you know, that for some people stresses them out if someone uses the bathroom at a time, if there's germs in the air, and I don't know. I'm just telling you, I've learned this by the school of pastor reality, use the bathroom before you get there. Now, if you absolutely have to use the bathroom, okay, fine. But in general, make that your practice. Again, be prepared. Respect boundaries. Here's an example of respect boundaries. If you as a man is meeting a woman at home alone, don't do it. Come to that house. Make sure that family members are there, the husband's there, you know, vice versa. If you're a woman, don't go and visit a man alone. Those are just boundaries to keep in mind that as these are dynamics and you respect the boundaries. And the home is an incredible boundary because it's someone's living space. When you arrive, be sensitive to the situation. You know, if there's a hospital bed there or if it's even visiting maybe an elderly couple, you know, be sensitive to, you know, be a little quieter, not so loud. You know, I'm a loud person, so I got to tone it down. I'm kind of ADD, so a lot of times, you know, I'll sort of be sensitive to the situation. If I'm visiting an elderly or someone who's sick, you know, I just have to tone myself down. Okay, time to just calm down, Henry. Okay, be sensitive to every situation. Local hospitality conventions apply. And each of you in your local situation sort of know, and if you don't know, find a pastor and ask about, you know, such things as, do you take your shoes off in this area? Do you bring a gift? Every area has sort of local hospitality conventions. Do not commit on anything that will add work or stress to your guests. Do not comment on anything that will bring work. I'll give you an example. You know, you come into a house and now you're going to comment on something. You know, and don't say things like, you know, I can find someone to help you keep your house clutter-free in this time. Okay, now, what if you just did? You just commented on something that brings stress to your guests. Oh, the pastor thinks I'm a slob now. Oh, the pastor is going to help me by finding someone to help me when our life is totally upside down because he's critical of our house right now. In general, you know, leave those comments that will add work or stress to your guests away from yourself. Now you're visiting. And this one is very similar to a hospital visit. Be encouraging, but don't become the answer person. Listen more than talk if the patient wants to talk. If the patient and the parishioners don't want to talk, see that situation, and then just, you may only be there 5-10 minutes. When the patient is present, don't talk about them as if they were not there, just like in a hospital. And ask the patient or the family the plan of treatment. Now, if you're just seeing a shut-in, of course, these things don't apply in the same way. A passage read. Very similar to a hospital. As it's winding down your visit, announce you have a passage, unless the patient has one that you can read. But sort of ask for permission and announce you're praying, just like we talked about in the last presentation on a hospital visit. And the material of your prayer should be given to you in the visit. Let's talk about shut-ins. These are people who maybe can't come to church. a lot of times you're going to be there longer because they're sort of excited about talking to someone. They can't get out. They're not mobile. But here's a few points of advice. Announce the length when you first get there and ask if they have that much time. For instance, you can come and you're with a shut-in and say, you know, I've got 30 minutes. Is that all right? And if they say, oh, thanks for coming, you know, that would be fine. And if they sort of feel like they're hesitant, like that's too much, you know, make it a 15-minute visit. My point is try to lay out ahead of time and try to see that feedback. I mean, there's an art to this as much as a science to this. Sometimes you go like, only 30 minutes, Pastor? Then you'll go like, you know what, for you, Alice, you know, I'm going to stay longer than that. I can see you just really are lonely today. You know, it's that kind of a interaction for shut-ins. And I will tell you this, and we can joke about this a little bit, is some ways you can't please everybody on this one. Okay, you may stay 30 minutes and they want you to stay for 3 hours. And that's okay. And you do have to leave, but be professional, be nice, be uplifting, be respectful. But I always find that if you announce your sort of like, you know, I got about 30 minutes to a half hour or 30 minutes to an hour here today, Alice or George or whatever, you sort of can like gear it in. What you don't want to do is just come and now it's an hour later or an hour and a half later, and then finally you're sort of feeling that you got to leave, and then you say, I better leave, and then the shut-in says, you only just got here. Pastor, that's what I'm saying. The best thing to do is sort of set the expectation sort of as you're coming in. And notice how I use the word sort of. It's an art here, and as you get experience as a pastor, you're going to learn how that actually operates. One thing about shut-ins is sometimes their present memory is not as strong as their past memory. So, you know, talk about the past. You know, tell me about how your kids are doing. When you first got married, you know, what brought you two together? And those types of things that help them think about the past and reflect on God's work in the past. Even ask if they're, you know, believers, ask about aspects of their spiritual journey or about how the church was back in the 1950s. All of those things are all very beneficial and encouraging to shut-ins. Okay, let's say you're visiting a nursing home. In a lot of ways, treat the nursing home like you treat a hospital. Wash hands when you get there. Announce the length. You know, notice also a hospital and like a home, I should say. Announce the length of your stay. Be careful not to take too much time. Talk about the past. Ask questions. But ask questions in a very comfortable way. You're not, no inquisitions here. And ask about spiritual journeys. In the nursing homes, you'll also find that this is just a little courtesy too. As you're walking to a room, you'll see other elderly, you know, in the hallway, in a wheelchair. And you know what I find to do is just kind of stop and, hello, sir, and spend 15 minutes. And you'll find that many of these people have not been visited by anybody in a long time. And if you go there as a pastor representing Christ, I like to give myself an extra 15 minutes to a half hour of just mingling. Hey, ma'am, how are you doing? And then real quick, 5 minutes. And, hey, can I have a prayer with you? You will find that they're just there to minister at times, not just the parishioner who's there, but in general, you bring Christ in a very special way to many, many times very lonely people. Another thing to do is at your church, organize a group to sing or minister. You know, volunteer. Go to, if they have a chaplain's office, or ask the front desk and say, you know, I'd be volunteering to lead a worship service. Or you say to the staff, you know, we'd like to bring a group here to sing Christmas carols. All of those things all make such a difference in the local area. When you leave your card. Leave a booklet. a track if desired, a tape. Sometimes some elderly have like a CD player, and if your church has messages that are recorded on CD, bring those messages. That's such a blessing to those who are in nursing homes, and this also applies for when you're visiting shut-ins. If the family is there, walk with the family, ask if the church can do anything. Now, it's interesting, in the last presentation I talked about how call the family ahead of time. I also recommend, I'm kind of jumping back a little bit, I forgot to mention this earlier, but it's a good idea to call the family of that person in the nursing home, call the daughter, call the son, and say, I'd like to visit your mom. And are you going to be going there? Oh, yes, I'm going to be going there tonight. To me, over the years, I have learned it's better to visit a nursing home when a child or someone is there. If it's just you, that's fine as well. And again, here's a great time to bring an elder or a parishioner or someone with a gift of mercy along with you. You know, here's just a couple of closing words of advice. Really be sensitive to the home nature of things, whether it's the nursing home or it's the regular home. And even when you're in a nursing home, if there's, you know, they're not going to have a lot of possessions in their bedroom in a nursing home. But you know what? Maybe they have three or four pictures. Pictures of 20 years ago, 40 years ago. This is your opportunity in a nursing home. I mean, a lot of times, your parishioner might be sitting in a wheelchair, and there's a picture of their son. You can utilize the room. See, in a hospital, usually you don't have those aides to sort of help you. Because in the hospital room, there's basically all the hospital stuff, the equipment, and whatnot. But in a nursing home, there's some things that mean a lot to the person that's now shut in the nursing home. They don't have very much. It really fascinating. You come into the world as a baby, and you leave. You know, many people leave out of a nursing home. That's after that they pass away, and if they're believers, they're with the Lord. But they have a few things, and those few things mean something more than you can imagine. Notice the few things that are in that nursing home room. If you're in a home, notice the pictures, notice an award, notice things, and keep the topics about the person you're visiting, as opposed to, you know, talking about how you're going to do this and how, you know, update them on news from the church. That's fine, not gossip. But keep the conversation focused to the people that you're visiting and really love them and be sensitive to who they are. You know, a home visit, a nursing home visit, one common in both those elements is there's more personal artifacts. You treat those opportunities as opportunities to minister and to touch someone's life for Christ. But even there, just to reiterate, be positive, be professional, be caring, communicate with the staff, be on team to bless those parishioners that you need to visit.